Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to episode number 50. Of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
Oh. My phone's ringing!
Hello!
Hello?
Hi. Hi, this is Stick. Chin cannot talk right now.
Hello? There's no one answering. Oh, it beeped.
No, it beeped at me.
My eyes!
What is this that beeps?
Currently, Chin is recording an episode of Pet Food Alpha. Please leave your message after the tone.
Who the hell is Chin?
All right, you guys ready?
You done?
All right.
I'm sorry, my phone rang. I'll be sure to get a new one.
For those of you that don't know, that's Chinchilla. And we also have Squig. Hi, Squig.
Hi.
And
this time you need to put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, exactly. Ringer off.
Let's see. Are we starting over or what?
No, we'll just keep going.
Lol.
And returning with us once again is our friend from the Remora server, not the Hades server, Kieran.
Come on, Kieran.
Let's hear it.
Get my server on stake. Seriously. Oh,
Word.
So let's start episode 50 with the F-ups for the win.
That's how we roll.
That is how we roll. All right. We got a couple of things of news to go over. And
do
then
you ever
that,
read
we'll
this stuff? We have one thing of news.
We got a couple
well,
things
no,
of
we
news.
Have new we have two things.
We do.
It's just yeah. A mistake. Can't count.
What's the second thing?
News at 11.
Okay. Look,
everybody
listen,
knows a
listen.
Mistake announces
everybody
something.
Listen.
That
everybody listen. Okay. Okay, here's the news, okay? 4,200 accounts banned.
Booyah!
Violation. Okay.
Yes.
And
cares.
The new assault missions.
Now,
okay, so there's two things.
About nobody cares
okay.
About people getting banned. They get banned all
yes,
the
time. Yes, we do! We care!
Ban stick to your face,
do.
Son!
Booyah! Okay. So,
people got banned, yada, yada, yada.
A couple more billion out of the
some of them will come back. Gil comes, you know, Gil's gone.
Gil's
yeah. Yeah.
Gone. 4,200 accounts, and you get the ban stick. And ABABA before is about to get his head whacked.
We need to ask
by that
to give us a ban stick weapon so we
exactly.
Can ban RMTs. That'd be great.
The termination of these accounts has led to the removal of approximately 6.4 billion Gil from circulation.
That's
which
a
you,
lot of
we
Gil.
Don't give
apparently,
to any of you.
Yeah, apparently. The most amount of cases that they banned were instances of areas or monsters being monopolized by certain groups.
There's a shocker.
Hey.
Wow.
Well, in the past,
I have no idea.
In the past, it's been like a bunch of different things, like movement speed and, you know, accounts that have been found to have previously had connections with RMT activity.
Oh, yeah, IP address, Batman.
Et cetera. So... that's that. That's the first piece of news.
Holy
now,
second piece of news, which is actually slightly
news, which is
more
actually
interesting.
What's important. Interesting.
We got new assault missions and mercenary
yes.
Rank, and they
yay.
Actually didn't really. They just said there's a new rank. They haven't given a name for it. But
yeah, I'm
be...
still private second class, man. So
sorry,
I don't even know
like
what that is.
Imperial stump.
Yeah.
Yeah, my care level for this one has reached a low of -10.
Ooh.
Dude, the best thing about the update is definitely going to be the chocobo messages where everything's going to be shortened.
That'll be
I
nice.
Definitely have about like 800
yeah.
Days worth of chocobo stuff to go
dude,
through.
Dude, me and you both, brother.
All right, dude. So for these new assaults, they talk about how they're going to introduce 5 of them, but they only talk about 2 of them. One of them is Wake
yeah.
The Puppet, which looks like it's probably going to be in Ilruzi Atoll or what's the other one that's like Ilruzi? I'm drawing a blank. Perikia.
Yeah.
And it's talking about how oh yeah, Perikia. That says it right there. Reading for the
news.
Perikia, whatever. The thing that starts with a P that looks just like Bill Ruzzi.
Perikia.
Something about the Imperial forces were cool enough to abandon an automaton and you have to go and get it.
They were cool enough to
like, hey guys, you are, let's make a bunch of people
your
come
mission,
back here.
Should you choose to accept it, is to infiltrate the area, locate the machine, and return it to Al Subi.
And if you fail, no points for you.
Remember, lolpop.
Yeah.
You'll see it, it'll be in the corner.
I'm bringing Puppet back.
Yeah. All right.
Second one. It's called Red versus Blue. All you Halo freaks out there probably love that name. joint battle exercises be carried out between the Immortals, Blue.
The Blue Team.
And the Inexorables, Red. You have been assigned to assist the Blue Team. First team to defeat the leader of the other will be declared victor. Yeah, that's about it. Then there, you know, there's a couple other ones we're adding on top of that. There's going to be a new rank, apparently, for these new missions that you can get.
Are you going to make it, dude?
Right.
Silence.
Dude, he died.
You Kieran, no!
What?
We need a medic.
What did I miss?
Dude, you just coughed to death and...
You're actually dead.
Sorry.
Right. You're actually dead right now. Yeah.
Bad cancer. I apologize.
Whoa.
How bad would
yeah,
that be?
I've been getting into that Boyanamos a little too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really.
How would that
yeah,
suck really. If like you died and Heaven was being on an episode of PFA for ever?
Be like, no, I died God. And I never got to 75. No.
Dude, if Final Fantasy's not in Heaven, I'm not going, man.
They, yeah. Well, here's the trick. They do have it, but they only have it running at it with a dial-up modem.
What?
They don't have cable up in Heaven yet.
That's how fun.
I'm trading my soul to Diabolos.
That's because Comcast is evil. So
I'm trading my soul to Diabolos in hopes that I can get, you know, some Cat 5 run to my room in Heaven.
It's a long cable. All right, so that's all we have for news this week. Not a whole lot going around. So that'll lead us right into what we've been doing in-game.
Yes.
And as
I'll
always,
go first.
Hey, we have
I'll
a guest.
Wow. Guest goes first.
What?
You selfish son of a...
Yeah, well, okay.
You all son right. of a...
I do apologize. You go ahead.
Come on, man.
Ooh-ya.
You're better than that.
Ooh-ya. Go ahead. Kieran, what did you do in game this week?
Holy crap. What haven't I done in game this week, Deuteronomous? I've been so busy. Let's see. To start, I completed Gobby Bag 1 through 6 on Kieran in a matter of 2 days.
Nice.
And I gotta give credit where credit is due. Dark Crystal basically memorized the entire list of every item that I had to get, and was just, like, feeding them to me.
Wow.
So, I was just waiting, you know, and where... I forget the freaking guy's name, the gob's name. Muckvick or something like that.
That sounds
his Yeah, his junk shop. I was just sitting in front of the NPC, and she was just trading me.
Wow.
Just feeding me items, and we got it done.
Very cool.
And I also, in the past 2 weeks... finished up getting every single mannequin piece.
Nice.
Right.
So, up in the storage a little bit. Oh, holy crap. I forgot about this one. I am the proud owner of a peacock charm.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, of course there were the peacock charms.
Did you sleep
all nice.
This week?
Well, no, the peacock charm was actually 2 weeks ago. But, dude, it's been a while since I've been on the show, man. I gotta talk it up. Did that actually today. Oh, and this has a great story behind it. Today I got my second piece of AF for Corsair.
Ooh.
Got nice. The Corsair's nice. Culot, which is not useful for anything. It's the only, God, it's like the only piece of AF that we have that is worth nada. It's just, it has
every
no range
job,
accuracy.
Every job needs at least one piece that's completely worthless. It's a rule.
Yeah.
I mean, but it has no strength. I'm looking at the piece right now. It's HP plus 20, intelligence plus 3, enmity minus 3. Okay, number A. We don't take enough hate to need enmity minus
A.
here anyway. And letter 2, you know, why do we need intelligence? I mean, first of all, pirates were never that intelligent to begin with. So why do we need Int Plus? Second of all, you know, we're not casting any sort of black magic or any enfeebling or anything. Yeah. We don't need Int at all. Sorry, Square Enix, but we just don't need it. I mean, some extra range accuracy would have been nice, dex, agility, and it's on a pair of pants. I mean, it should have been dex and agility.
Well, but, hey, I mean, when you think about it, it's like you have a pair of smarty pants.
Boo!
Lol.
Lol,
smarty pants.
At least I got booed instead of just like silent treatment. So that's
Lol,
a step up.
Smarty pants.
Oh my god.
But here's what happened. When I was doing AF2, I went through the whole cutscene, which I'm sure, you know, Chins can back me up. Corsair cutscenes kick so much ass.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
From what I've seen,
the storyline is amazing. And, I'm not gonna ruin it for anybody.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
oh no! You just ruined my whole life! Now I gotta go back to playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
That was a joke. Okay, so I was doing AF2, really long cutscene, like at least a 10-minute cutscene, and not gonna ruin anything. But I come out of the cutscene, I sneak an invis all the way to the triple question mark, got the cutscene, and as soon as I pop out, Lamia aggro.
I've had that before. It sucks.
So I come out, and I went duoing with Dark Crystal, and ended up dying, because I was trying to get her closer to 55. So I had about 800 to next level. So anybody who's 55 plus realizes how much experience you lose, you know, when you die. So I'm accustomed, you know, 300, you know, maybe 500 loss when you die. So I have 800 going out there, and the Lamia aggroes me, two-shots me, and I de-level. So I remanifest back in Ottergon naked. Just completely naked. Because I have on the Jirita gear. And I kind of do this shout. Like all caps. OMG, I'm naked. And so then I just start getting all these examinations.
Oh god.
You know, from all the Manthras of Vanadil. And
there was a couple people sitting there in OIT like, oh really?
Like, OMG, Orly? He's naked. And so and then I'm like, oh wait, no, I'm not, and I throw in my Corsair's culotte.
Nice.
And now I totally have pants on. But that is so lame to come out of a cutscene and get two-shotted. Ugh.
I had that happen when I was doing one of the Ottergon. There was a cutscene. I think it was in Adewa Subterrane somewhere, and there was like a tiger right next to the. It's not even a question mark. It's just like a blank spot or something. And
there's
I come
also
out.
Also another the spot in there. Yeah, there's also another spot in there where you just like automatically go into cutscene.
Yeah.
So I put up stone skin and blank and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. It's just like annoying. You get out, you're like, that was a really cool cutscene. You know, I want to go finish the mission. You start like you equip the warp cudgel. You're starting to wait, and all of a sudden you see this tiger come over. Hey, you're like, oh really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
And then you're just like, oh, tiger.
Lol, tiger.
Silly tiger. Cutscenes are for kids.
Yeah, he came running towards you, and he was just like, hey, aggro, that's great.
Follow your nose.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so, like, relatively in-game, that's about it. I mean, I got my full Jirita set. Got the Jirita Petit, Salvars, and all that stuff. P-Charm. Talked about that. That's about it, man. And working on LB2 now. And news to all Corsairs out there. I'm just gonna do this in one phrase and leave it at that. We are entirely useless in Besieged. I mean, I was talking to you guys while I was doing a Besieged, and all I was doing is I had two samurais in my party and two paladins, and I was just throwing up accuracy bonus and TP, and I was just so ineffective against all the mobs that it was ridiculous.
Of course, you were what, like level, what, 55?
Yeah,
yeah,
I was 55.
Yeah, right,
I was a little baby. Oh, yeah, here's a cool thing. All Corsairs of the world, get yourself a gun belt, because at 55, just like a ranger, you too can have Slugshot.
Which would be nice.
Yeah, Corsair at 55 was Slugshot. I was in a party earlier today, and I had a warrior and a bard and myself, and we had really nice rolls up, and a warrior hit Warcry. So I was like, let me try Slugshot. Oh, I did 490 damage.
Nice.
With 250 TP.
Nice.
The crab, like, I did it right. We were fighting crabs in Kuftal Tunnel, and he just looked at me, and he was like, oh, really? And I had aggro for the rest of the fight, and I was like, I can't take it all.
Oh, jeez. That's cool.
So, yeah, Slugshot at 55 is just evil. And nice. That's about the extent of my update.
Cool.
Yeah, really.
Really. All right, so Steak, you wanted to go
first? Yes, I'll go first among us. I didn't do anything this week.
Okay, moving along.
Yeah, I was on vacation. I went to Jamaica.
Jamaica, man, you're making me crazy.
Did you bring back any Poyatamas? I bet you did.
No, I got propositioned for it quite a few times though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do.
Not really.
Like, yeah, Stig was telling me about this. They came up to him on the beach. He's like, "Do you need to raise your fame, man?"
I was like, "You need to raise your Jamaica fame."
No, he walked up to an NPC. He's like, "We barely know who you are, man. You need to trade us some moss."
Trade moss. He was saying, "My Boyada Moss is better than your Boyada Moss."
Mon.
I was like, "Oh, really?"
And he said, "Yeah, really."
Yeah, oh, you really. Arnold, now you back in
yeah,
the
Yeah, really,
form,
everything
yeah?
is Irie.
Irie, man.
Oh, pretty much. It was tight, but
cue the Bob Marley.
Yeah, exactly. It was good, but I couldn't play 11 while I was on the cruise ship. Kind of sucked. Yeah. I was like jonesing. I was like at dinner, and I was like, get the junkie itch going.
Sitting there with the CD player, like going to bed, listening to like Saruta Baruta music on his CD
exactly.
player.
No, it was on my iPod.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any internet on the boat at all?
Yeah, but it was really expensive.
Yeah.
That's so lame because I'm going like on a cruise next month, and that's gonna be so lame if I can't even check email.
You can, but it's expensive. You buy it by the hour, and it's like I don't remember what it was, but it was really expensive.
I could totally get one level in an hour.
Like, totally grind.
That's like
yeah,
the one time you need to.
Cruise.
You need to set up, like, guys, I'm going to be on at this time. I need all a party. I can't.
Here's my options as me. It's going to be drink, gamble, or go bowling. So, between those, I think I'd rather play
I think I'd combine the drinking and the bowling.
And then go gamble.
And add a camera somewhere.
Dude, I was playing blackjack. It was sweet.
Oh, don't worry. I'll bring back some pictures.
I was drinking piña coladas.
Getting caught,
yeah, exactly.
Piña coladas. Sorry.
Alrighty. So, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right, you go.
So I got C last week, which was pretty cool. I did my rant too, which I got a lot of negative feedback on, but it was a rant. So lighten up a little bit. Like, wow. Like, I got some pretty nasty stuff, like, well, you know, Fusion's like, I don't agree with you, and I'm like, you don't have to. So, you know, I'm like, I was in a pissy mood, I did a rant, it was supposed to sound bad, so that's that. So this week, I got C, we were doing, we got my my mission, so I got my Tevnazian ring now, which is really nice to have.
Nice.
I haven't actually needed to use it yet, though, so that was cool. Did a another Limbus run today. We did, I think it was Southeast Apollyon, which was cool. It's just a couple floors where you go through and you kill some mobs. And each one of them will, you know, be, you know, like something won't hurt it or whatever. There was one floor where, like, magic damage wouldn't hurt the mobs, which really sucked for me because as a samurai, all I do is skill chain, and skill chain damage is magic. So yeah. I kept doing, like, darkness for zero, which kind of sucked. But, I mean, I was doing really nice damage. I think the damage gets increased a little bit in those. And I mean, it's like my second Limbus, so. But it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. Got some beast coins out of it. So, that was
sweet.
Did, Dynamis Windurst on Monday, got the clear pretty easily. And, I was really tired that night for some reason, so I left early. And I guess about a minute before they got kicked out, Samurai AF dropped and no one got it because no one, you know, after, you know, with passing and Latin and stuff, some people were AFK or whatever. So in the, you know, a couple of minutes it would have taken the drop. It kicked before that, so no one got it, which kind of sucks. Because, like, it sucks that I missed it, but it sucks even more that no one got it. And
yeah.
And then last night we did another Kieran run. We got our a Polygien, which is no one cares, and then we got an end body, so that was cool. And then probably the highlight of my week was I got overwhelmed this week too. I was in a party. I used my anniversary ring a couple times.
Sweet.
And so I went to help my Link Shell Leader Vin with his Ninja AF. There's the Sahagin NMs out in the jungle. And I had just narrated this, so like I get out there, I'm like, man, I can't wait to see, you know, if this is noticeable or whatever. So, you know, we start to build TP on a couple of the mobs. I'm like, well, I got Meditate, so I don't really need to build it. So I, you know, hit my macro for a weapon skill and I missed, which kind of sucked. They were all laughing at me, but, you know, it's overwhelm is cool. It's like, it's not, right now, it's not very noticeable. It's because I only got one merit on it. So okay. It's only the 5% increase. So, you know, hopefully, after I add a couple more on there, it'll be a little more noticeable, but, so that was cool. And then, like I was getting to before, the probably best thing this week is after our Kieran run, we decided to do a couple KS and M 30 runs with on a copycat. And like out of we must have done 7 or 8 runs, like only three times like we didn't wipe. One of them was my orb, and I got a D ingot. So that's like 800K right there, which is really
nice,
cool.
Dude.
I needed the money. So yeah, that was cool. I logged in this morning and there was like about, what was it, like 860K just sitting in my mock house waiting for me to like grab it and cradle it. And be like, Gil.
Hold it and caress it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm bringing Gil back.
So yeah, that was my week. And I've been working on a lot of special stuff for our 1 year anniversary episode coming up, so I'll get into that a little later.
Yep.
True.
Excellent.
Who wants to go next?
Anybody want to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
I think Chin wants to go next.
Do it!
I don't think we should let her.
Alright, someone else go.
I like how she's just like, I ain't fighting this, just whatever. No, go Chin.
Okay. Got my fishing up to 44.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yes, I've decided there's not really any huge deal to fishing skill. It's more of like, you know how with regular crafting, you get like to a certain level and you're like, okay, I can make this now. With fishing, it's like every 15 levels or so, you're like, well, I can probably reel this fish in a lot easier kind of a thing than actually, you know, be able to catch it or anything. So that's cool. I have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Got my ninja to 66.
Speak up.
Me?
No, the other chinchilla.
I'll cut you.
Oh, you know.
Whoa. I got my ninja to 66.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's getting close to done. Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with that. I can't wait to finish it. I want to tank something big. I'll probably die, but it'll be fun, I think.
Very cool.
Let's see. I made with a friend a really good merit party the other day. And in like 2 hours, we got 4 merits apiece.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Crazy.
It was like, it was me on Corsair. Them on Bard, friend of ours on Red Mage, and then just 4 warriors.
Corsair for the win.
It was an awesome party. And I definitely pulled hate off all 4 warriors with my Corsair.
Wait, you had 7 people in the party?
four, three. I can't count, dude. It's like 2 a.m.
That's true. Because that's how we roll.
So we were just saying how earlier how state can't count, you know.
There were
the pot two. Calling the kettle black.
There were two pieces of news today. Thank you very much.
Nobody cares about the other.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's all, dude, there were two. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever, dude.
Other than that, really, nothing too spectacular. Real life's been kicking my butt, so I've been working a lot. But...
Well, we're here with you in spirit, Chin.
We are.
If you're having a bad day at work, just like yell out, "Pet food alpha!" This is
and
loud
be
as
like,
you can.
Go home. I'm like, all right, peace.
You'll be like, I need to say that more
I'm
often.
Out, son.
You need to take a mental health day.
Yeah, really.
Chin needs to take like a mental health lifetime, I think.
Dude, I wouldn't complain.
Neither would I. That'd be nice.
Mental health involved in this.
Oh heck yeah!
Break. Nice. I'm down. I'm going crazy right now.
Oh snap!
What the heck?
Y'all right over there?
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen,
she is
Chin
so
has
losing
lost.
It.
I really didn't mean to throw my headset. Oh, I'm such a noob.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what it sounds like when a microphone gets tossed across the room.
I'll shank
you.
Wow. You'll shank me?
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Moving right along.
Yeah, that's a squeak.
I guess that means I'm next.
Oh, I know what she did this week.
Yeah. Oh, anyways. I spent quite a bit of time leveling summoning magic. And for those of you who are summoners, it's a pain
Auraria.
In the butt. It's a pain in the butt to get summoning magic up. And just because you do get, you know, the point ones and the point twos off of blood packs, as well as summoning the avatars, doesn't mean it goes by any faster.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm three away from cap. So I mean, I closed my gap a little bit, yeah. But my chocobo became an adult this week.
Nice.
It's yellow, but its stats are going up really, really quickly, and I'm really, really happy about the progress it's made.
Nice.
I'm on like day 30, and he's already got average endurance and a bit deficient. Speed so our strength so I'm like wow I'm hoping to max those two stats out with this chocobo.
That'd be very cool. You should race him. Yeah. Have you raced him yet?
I raced lightning burst a couple times and I think lightning burst got second in one. I think he won another one.
Cool.
So I haven't really done all that much chocobo racing, so
I'm still trying to get mine up to par so I can get through the one of the official races. Super bird keeps kicking my bird's butt.
Yeah. We did a Dynamis Windy this week. We went for the clear and we got it. And we got a white mage drop, which I tried to bid on and it got up to 60. And I'm like, well, screw this because I'm not going to spend all my points on some white mage feet.
Right.
And I have rostrum pumps anyway, which are better.
Mm-hmm.
And black mage drop, which I already have. So. And then we had, like, two rangers drop within, like, 5 seconds of each other.
Oh, wow.
And then another one dropped, like, right after that. And so, yeah, it was crazy. It was like, nobody needs this piece. And so right after we got the clear, I didn't stick around for farming. I left. Right after we got the clear, they had a war drop. And I was mad because I read on the forums it only went for 1 point. I'm like, oh,
that's
man.
What I never understood. Like, we had this problem with when we did Limbus today. Like, we would get materials for the relic plus one upgrades or whatever, and we'd always get like doubles of like the jobs that no one wanted.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's always like that.
Okay. Sucks.
Just that like sucks. Just like more than 3 or 4 times, I've ended up with relic knuckles in my inventory for some crazy ass reason. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, but And then on Thursday, we went and got my ugly pendant, finally.
Nice.
Very, very nice piece for Black Mages. I'm very, very happy to have it. And then started the weekend doing a little couple of merits. I never actually do merits on Saturdays and Sundays because the party levels just kind of decrease and people get stupid. But I usually do them on Friday after I get back from work. And I managed to get two merits. I was in a party with two ninjas, a paladin, myself as warrior, a white mage, and a bard. And those ninjas were doing some crazy damage. Nice. I was struggling to keep up. But yeah, we ended up getting, we got like a chain 17 at first, and then we killed a couple more. And the next thing you know, we've got like a chain 36. Nice. Then we kill the next mob and lose the chain. We're like, oh man. Ended up getting two merits in that party because right after we lost that chain 36, we're kind of like, yeah, it's we're done. So I ended up putting those two merits in the ice trophy.
Nice.
So, and then the next day, they had announced that they were going to do a Link Shell event, help people get see access. We had to scrape for people to come, but we ended up going back to AO1.
Who's rummaging?
I was just going to say that, and I was literally going to say rummaging. I was like, who's rummaging? Steak? I know what it is. Steak just put his kid in a drawer.
Yeah. That's got to be it.
You're right.
So let him out, Steak.
So anyway.
Let your baby out of the drawer.
Let him go play in the closet for a while.
Works.
So anyways, we go up to AO1. It's me as a summoner, and then there's one other summoner, and then we had White Mage, Oshi White Mage, Ninja, and two warriors. We go up there. To begin with, the scales took forever to drop. We were up there for an hour just farming two scales. So we finally got them to drop, and we go to the BC area. And, you know, we go in the first time, and everything gets all effed up, and people are going left and right, and finally, you know, we all wiped. Finally, we got some type of organization, and I got to where I was kiting with Carby pretty well, and the other summoner died twice.
Oh.
And, yeah, and then there was her mammoth just kind of going crazy, and it just kind of went...
Ugh. Yeah. Wait, whoa. How was that?
Yeah,
really? That is just
interesting. So, yeah, after that,
I'm gonna
ask
you to do that again for me later. So.
No. And then after that, and then, you know, I think after that I was like 0 for like 10 on AO1.
Ouch.
So, yeah, that could really suck. But anyways, today, we were supposed to do a Divine Might run, but once again, we didn't have the people for it. Actually, what had happened is a lot of people who said that they needed Divine Might didn't show up, so I was like the only one who actually needed it that showed up, so
okay.
We ended up doing it. So I'm, you know, rummaging around, trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of the day, and then I see a shout for a AO1 run. I was there. I hate doing pickup parties, but they said they had 5 out of 6. I'm like, okay, you know, why not? They said they needed a white mage. I'm like, I can go white mage. They're like, okay, so they invite me. Apparently everybody in the party was German.
Huh.
And I hadn't brushed up on my German. So like, I'm seeing all these weird phrases like go across my screen. I'm like nodding my head. We go in just like with, We go in, we get the weekly farm like 2 scales in like 5 minutes. We're like, I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
So we go through, we get to the BC. Our setup was 3 ninjas and 3 white mages. And it worked really, really well. And I finally got the clear.
Nice.
Congratulations.
So cool.
Yay.
Cheering for the win.
Yay.
So like,
great.
I spent the rest of the day chasing cutscenes. And I went and soloed Overgrown Ivy. He's a wimp. He's serious as a wimp. It's pretty bad, you know, when he's dead and I still got like 250 MP left.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I could have thrown another nuke, you know? Mm-hmm. But and so probably sometime tomorrow, I've had a couple guys in my link, they'll tell me they wanna help me with the Ant Lion. So I'll do that. The next thing after that, I'd climb
in the butt.
Yeah,
not the antlion. It's the mountain.
That hill.
But yeah. Dr. Fudge. But the thing is, I've climbed that hill before.
Yeah.
I've done several E&M runs with Ocean and Ice before. So I've climbed it before, so I have some experience. So I don't think it's going to be all that much of a big deal when I go out and do it.
Okay.
And then after that, I'll be on Diablos. And then after I finish Diablos, that'll be my first big hurdle, because my Link Shell does a lot of COP dynamuses.
Mm-hmm.
And once I finish Diablos, I'll be able to join them. So
I'm
sure that.
Awesome, dude. Great job, man.
I'm just glad to have AO1 over with.
Yeah, I would be too.
Oh, by the way, I sent Chin and Squig both t-shirts last week.
And they are awesome. So yeah, they are. I kind of thought Stick was retarded, though, because I got the package, and in the corner for the return address, he addressed it PFA headquarters. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I got that, too. Just kind of shook it Stick off. Alright, so that's all our
idiots. Oh, one more thing. Uh-oh. I got Squiggy Cat out. Squiggy Cat out briefly. Got her a couple of things. I may or may not take her out to the leveler again.
There you go. Do it.
Yeah. I might see y'all on Kudrata, maybe.
Cool. Do it.
But I have two more days off this week, so I'll probably be hitting the leveling grind and trying to finish up some COP before the update. So.
I want days off.
Yeah, I got 4 days. I don't have to go back to work till Wednesday, so I'm happy about that.
Very nice.
Me too. Awesome. All
right, cool. So, something cool. This is episode 50.
50.
Zero.
Pet Food Alpha's Kel 50.
50, si se habla español.
Si, señor.
If you speak Spanish, I don't know where you're listening to this anyway.
Well,
all you hear is NPC names.
I could have asked my new German buddies what 50 was in German, but I didn't even think
that. Mi pollo está en el escribo.
50 is 50.
What? Okay, that made complete sense.
Squig, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay, good.
Wow. So anyway.
I immediately forgot it.
Wir haben 56 Episoden.
Okay. Da. Episode.
Multilingual PFA. Go.
Go.
All right. So since this is episode 50, we thought you know what? Can I just a little bit of time?
You abide.
Okay, hold on. Let him go.
Are we good?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So since it's episode 50, we decided we give a new McNoob this week about what you do when you're level 50, which is
clever.
Genkai 1, or for those, you know, Limit Genkai. Break 1. So,
yes.
Squig,
take it away.
Well, when I was going through the missions, I used to call it Genkai 1. Genkai, it means limit in Japanese. And, I still call it Genkai missions, but a lot of times when I'll say that in party chat or in Link Shell, well, not in Link Shell chat, because most of the guys I'm in Link Shell with are, you know, old timers, but like in party chat, they'll go, "What's a Genkai?" I'm like, Limit Break 1.
Genkai is a small rabbit.
Genkai is a small rabbit type.
Jaggedy-eared Genkai. Mate.
Anyway, this quest is also known as Indefiant Challenge. This is your first encounter with the infamous Mott. Mott can be found in Rulu Gardens, and he's got this kind of fighter stance going on, and you know, he looks like an idiot.
He's like,
when I was your age, I was level 100.
Basically.
We knew how
to back in my day. Level 75 was for kids.
You like popsicles?
Well, basically, we were little flame. You see, the kids these days are...
They gotta get the items to get the cap now.
You see?
You gotta get the items to get the Jell-O the pudding.
I'm gonna need you to collect me 5 Jell-O jigglers, you know?
I think I can do that for my break 6, no, just kidding. But no, this guy, you know, he's got experience in every job except for the new jobs that came out with the Otter God right. expansion.
Because he's a loser.
And, you know, he's...
Noob.
And so he figures he's mastered all these jobs that he can boss you around.
I'm bringing Corsair back!
He technically can. So once you hit level 50, you go talk to Mott in Rulu Gardens. And he'll tell you he needs you to fetch him three things. A bomb coal, an ancient papyrus, and an exo-ray mold.
Why he needs these things is beyond us, but...
You know. Go kill 10,000 wicks and hold
like, you gotta wonder, like, some of these
go
NPCs...
Go kill the Yagudos, stole my jello.
Listen here to, like, bring me coal, old paper, and mold.
Smoke some rock!
Like, seriously, he's gotta be rolling something with that. I don't know what else he would be doing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He already got the Boyana Moss from Jamaica. He's
that's Jamaican, me crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Can I continue?
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Thank you. Alright, let me start. I mean, well, you can do this in any order. A lot of times... It depends on your parties, but I know that when I was around this level, I actually was leveling on X-Arrays, so I already had an X-Array mold. That drops in Crawler's Nest from X-Arrays, obviously.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing you gotta make sure is you gotta watch for their silence gas attacks, so make sure your mages stay away. Make sure you've got Echoes, just in case you are a mage, or anything that casts magic like a ninja, or whatever. The second thing you'll need is a bomb coal. Bomb coals drop off explosives in Garlage Citadel.
Those are fun.
Most of them are behind the Banishing Gate 1.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to go around a little bit, a couple of bats and stuff like that. All the bats are aggressive to sound, and the bombs will aggro both sight and magic.
Mm-hmm. So,
and you gotta watch out for things like self-destruct and
right.
other
yeah.
bombs.
The bomb coal wasn't really that hard to get, if I remember
The bomb
correctly.
Coal is one of the easiest drops to get for the simple fact it just drops off really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
However, the last piece is the ancient papyrus. You gotta go to the Aden Necropolis for this.
I thought it was pronounced papyrus, but I could be wrong.
It's papyrus.
It's papyrus. It's papyrus.
Yeah.
It really depends on which ancient Egyptian historian you ask.
It's Papyrus is what it is.
Papyrus.
Papyrus. All your pappies for the low, low price of $9.95.
And if you call in the next 10 minutes, we'll give you a mold.
Papyrus.
We're gonna give you some jello jigglers.
To begin with, the ancient papyrus is the worst zone for a level 50 that you can ever find. It's in the necro. Everything aggroes. Nothing doesn't aggro you.
You're going to need a little bit of help to
You're
get
gonna
papyrus.
You're going to need help with this. Now, when I did it way back a long time ago, I actually did it with an alliance of 50s.
Oh, jeez.
It was crazy. You don't want to have a whole bunch of people running around trying to get this paper.
Yeah, no kidding.
The best thing you want to do is find a friend, a higher level friend to help you. Try to find a thief with at least Treasure Hunter 2. Treasure Hunter 3 and 4 really do help. But, you know, I've seen people with Treasure Hunter 2 or 3 go in there and still take 2 hours to get one drop. So, I mean, it's one of the worst drop rates of any of these three items. So, it'll take you a while to get. Or sometimes you'll just get it in the first or second drop. They drop off of liches, skeleton-type mobs. So, and there's several places that you can find them in the necropolis. Yeah. One of the best places to go. Well, I don't necessarily know if it's the best. One of the places you can go, you can use the entrance to the necropolis through Bosnian Glacier. You can go down to the Hewn Bones, or there's like this a couple of places like Round Lanterns that they have spawns for the liches. So
I did a really close to Juno entrance, and I just got lost in the maze with all the gates for so long.
Yeah.
That was frustrating. It wasn't getting the drop. We got it on, like, the third one. But just, like, triggering this gate, so if you go to the entrance near Juno, oh, my God.
So.
It's annoying.
Word.
How to translate word.
But anyway, once you get these three items, you trade them to Mott, and then he will
raise your level cap to 55. So.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
And if you need a refresher on that or to get additional information, go to the Johnny McNew blog. It's posted.
Yep. It's either that stuff. Or you could just hit rewind.
Go to
Here's
the
an idea.
All right, now let's all say that backwards so they think this is
You see, the kids these days... Oh, I'm sorry.
They listen to the McNoob segment.
And also, I want to say something about Johnny McNoob. I write this, you know, to help y'all. And,
Y'all.
Yeah. Y'all.
Yeah, I was stationed in Texas for 5 years. You gotta, you know...
We'll
you
cut her a little bit of slack.
So, you know, if you got questions about the game, read the blogs. If the questions aren't answered, then, you know, ask other people. Because it's been kind of frustrating when people start asking me questions that I've already covered in the Johnny McNew blog. Yeah. It's like, nobody wants to read this? What am I doing this for? So, you know.
Who reads?
Okay, for the record, you guys are right. It's pronounced papyrus.
Yeah, I'm still standing by caviar. I'm still standing by caviar.
I had to.
Sounds like the coolest.
I had to look it up because I was almost positive. But
yeah, we learned this in fifth grade when they taught us about the ancient Egyptians and how they wrote on the papyrus.
Oh, she's like, yeah, we learned that in fifth grade.
State must have been absent that day.
I put my baby in a drawer.
Jake was learning a drawer operation back then.
Drawer operations.
You put your hand on the lever and you pull.
Are you guys done?
You're never done.
No.
Jeez.
All right. So
I said I was wrong. Okay.
You know what? You want some talk time? You want some steak time? Do treasure coffer.
I'm gonna put all your
right, in all right. All right. All right. Let's do treasure coffer.
That'd be a cold boogie.
Treasure coffer. Okay, last bad. We have a winner. Winner.
Yay, winner.
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 Winner. Winner. Winner. Winner. Winner. Winner. Winner.
What was the question? Okay. What's the question?
The question last week was, who was the composer that wrote the theme for Relude Gardens?
Beethoven.
Mozart. Mozart.
No. No, no, no.
Chopin.
Nefudo.
Oh,
it wasn't
Nefudo. Damn it, Nefudo.
Oh,
it was Kumi Tanioka. She wrote that, and she wrote various other things from the soundtrack. And the winner for last week's treasure coffer is Isosi.
Yay.
On the Phoenix server. Congratulations. I'll get that out to you ASAP, probably Tuesday, because tomorrow's a holiday.
Ooh, holiday.
Okay. Yay. Now, here's the deal for this week. Uh-oh. This week, the prize is not random, like normal. It's a set prize, and it's awesome. It's awesome.
You should tell them it is, so they really are like, I gotta win it.
You think I should? No, yeah. I'm going to keep it a secret. No.
Let him know next week. Just let him know next week.
Huh?
Let him know next week.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. I'll let you know what it was. All right. So, yeah, this is going to be a really cool prize. So you're going to want it. It's really good.
And the question is?
The question for this week's treasure coffer. Okay. The opening movie to... Final Fantasy XI. It has that song. What language is the chorus in the opening movie song?
Oh,
God. Oh. Singing in. What wow. language are they singing in?
Pig Latin.
I know this question is a little
French.
We've
taken over your game.
It might require a little bit of research.
I could have sworn that sounded like English.
No, it's not.
It's Pig Latin.
What is the chorus singing? What language is the chorus singing in? In the song from the opening movie to Final Fantasy XI.
Igpay Atenlay.
No. To submit your answer, go to our forums and send a personal message to Treasure Coffer with your character name, your server name, and your address, should you be the winner.
I'm still going with French.
No, it's not French, dude.
All right.
Swahili.
I've got a leg up on everybody. I know it's not French.
It's RMT inspired Mandarin Chinese.
Yikes.
It is incorrect.
Let's walk away from all right. that and go into email.
The
email.
Email.
Wait, stop.
What?
Karen,
hammer
time.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, your roll, son.
I'm bringing emails back.
Y'all mother don't know how to act.
Wow.
Okay.
Read the emails. What,
Chin, did you need something, or can I continue?
Kieran has to do his signature opening the email.
Come on, Steak, read the emails.
And out of nowhere.
Right.
The Snarfidge returns.
All right. This first email comes from Urana from the Shiva server. He also plays Time Galka from the Bahamut server.
Time Galka.
Yeah. Does
anybody just picture him sitting in like a... Anybody picture him sitting in a DeLorean talking to Doc?
No, the Time Galka is going to be the one of the NPCs in the new expansion pack. It'll take you back in time with the baggy pants and the clock bling. He's like, yo, want to go back in time?
Hello, McFly!
Dude, that sounds like...
The rules
that could be like the best thing ever. Like, the adventures of Time Galka and Mike the Doom Scorpion.
Time Galka!
Okay. Let us.
And Mike the Doom Scorpion.
Mike the Doom Scorpion.
The Adventures of Time Galka and Mike the Doom Scorpion.
No, Mike!
Let me go in here. Let me go in here and see if Mike he spells scorpion right. Let me see.
It'll be like.
Oh,
it'll be like Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Are we ready to continue? Can I please read the email?
We are
no.
so
okay.
sorry, Time Galka.
Be like
okay.
a Knight Rider.
Hello,
Time Galka.
No, man, it's gonna be that cheesy 70s music, like a bounce, he rolls out the mic.
That would totally fit. We'll put some spinners on Mike.
Like Dolomite or something? Oh, yes.
Dolomite.
It's the number one band here, Dolomite. Time Galka. Sorry.
Oh man. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn right.
Time Galka's email said.
Okay. It says, hey, all you Uber masters of the biscuit, I just wanted to send you an email and tell you how much I love the show. It helps me pass the time as I do my slow, repetitive job. Every single one of you always makes me laugh, and it is great to pick up when I'm having a crappy day at work. Time Galka / Mike the Doom Scorpion for the win.
Oh, for the win.
And he did that. For the win. I am also scared that an orc is going to jump out of my closet now and bash me with his stick. Thanks, Steak.
Why you got to be like that, Steak, scaring everybody?
I've been playing Final Fantasy since May of 2004. And I have a lot of experience in the game, even though I don't have a job up to 75. 63 is my highest. I am going to start playing Time Galka, my character on Bahamut, a lot more, because I know it will be a blast playing alongside the PFA crew. I'd be honored if I could be a guest on the show. I'm kind of a combo between Steak and Fusion. No joke. Yeah, I know it's scary.
Oh, wait, so Steak. He's a fusion of Fusion and Steak.
Woo!
That
he's
is
cubes.
Double entendre.
Anyway, it just says I'd like to give a shout out to my buddies on Shiva, Wallgate, Jahu, and all of the Reservoir Dogs LS. That's all I got. No question or anything. Keep the shows coming, and I'll keep listening. Your friend. Urana / Time Galka.
Oh, that's better than the threat we got from the Belgian guy last time I was on. Keep making the episodes and I kill you all. And then
we
I make you waffles, yeah.
Dude, we have cream and strawberries.
Even we make crepes and we dance on your bodies.
Wow. And Time Galka will be there too.
Oh my god.
Oh,
alrighty.
Disco club.
Next email.
Holy crap.
Next email.
Oh my God.
Next. Jim, I swear.
Holy crap, stop laughing. I'm trying to pay attention.
Breathe, Jim.
Look at my Belgian muscles while I make waffles for you.
I would like to apologize on behalf of the Petrified Apple
staff. I can't breathe and I really want waffles.
Any of our listeners who might be from Belgium or anywhere near Belgium or anywhere in Europe or anywhere in the world for that matter.
And if you like waffles, cheers to you.
I love Belgium.
Okay.
I love Belgium.
Belgium.
They're terrible at soccer.
Next email comes from Mayhem. Ninja for life.
She makes you some Mayhem waffles.
She's still laughing.
Oh my God.
Oh, stop! You're making my face hurt!
I'm bringing Belgium back!
You mother waffles don't know how to act!
Oh man.
It hurts!
I'm waiting to hear this big, thud
I'll
coming
stop.
Out of Shin's mic.
I'll stop. I will cease and desist.
Dude, she starts cackling, dude.
Good lord.
Okay, go.
Wait, what were we doing?
I was about to read Mayhem's email.
Okay, you should probably do that. Oh,
somebody get Chin a glass of water, please.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
It's like dead puppies. Dead puppies.
Okay, I'm good.
Are you sure?
How to translate lie? Oh.
Okay.
I don't know how you'd auto translate like the last 2 minutes, but it would be like 20
she
like
muted herself and
she had to
mute
herself so we could continue.
That
oh my
right God. There. Oh.
I knew she was gonna come back and be cackling the microphone again.
Oh jeez.
I'm sorry, Mayhem.
I should mute myself. Jeez.
Whoa, and then it got really quiet. What the
All right,
heck?
Brief oh, moment oh, of man. Peace. And now I'll read Mayhem's email. Our good friend Mayhem from the Silph server. He says, hope this gets in time for your next episode. Congratulations on Ding 50, and congrats on your upcoming 1 year anniversary ring, in parentheses.
Yay.
This is my personal favorite PFA moments are those times when Fusion gets those uncomfortable silences after a failed attempt to be funny.
I got booed this time. I'm moving up in the world.
He says, anyways, keep it the good work. You guys definitely keep me entertained on my MP3 player on those long, boring days at work. Signed, Mayhem.
A lot of people have some really boring jobs. Seriously.
I know, right?
Must be lovely and dragging.
I want to listen to my iPod at work. I know, right?
I used to have a desk job, and that's all I did. Sit in front of a computer with a cup of coffee and listen to PFA. That's all I did.
I used to have an iPod, and then it raffled.
Okay, this next email comes from Miroku of the Asura server. He says, hey guys, I've noticed that in the past 7 or so episode that the spectacular wackular Sammy Grace has been missing in action. She's a wonderful part to the show, and I hope nothing happened to her. Thanks for your time, and have a safe holiday. Yes, Sammy Grace hasn't been with us, for those of you that haven't really...
Yeah, we're going to try and get her on in the next few, at least. You know,
nothing has happened to Sammy, she's
nothing
okay.
Bad anyway, she's been, you know, she's been working and living her life, so... Yeah. We'll get her back on one of these days.
She's just got some RL crap going on right now.
So. Yeah.
IRL.
She's got some IRL to do, so we'll get her on soon, hopefully.
IRL, FTL. All right, you guys, let's see. Oh, he says, P.S. Oh, I gotta go back to it. Whoa. He says, P.S. Chin, keep on moving it.
Oh, baby.
I like to move it.
I like to move it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, this comes from...
I was so just dancing.
Neo Pio of Midgard. He says...
Oh, yeah, he's a target. That's good.
I think he says g'day. He says g'day, like Australia. So maybe he's from Australia, too. G'day. G'day, guys. I just started listening to the episode, to the show the other day, so keep in mind, I've only listened to the most recent show. Still, one of you said, anyone in June that I see just earn C, you guys didn't earn it.
This kind of goes back to what I said earlier.
Yeah. Okay, he says, okay, it's a generalization, I understand that, but take myself. I started playing the game around Treasures of Aragon release because of moving across the country a couple times and splitting time with World of Warcraft. I didn't even
see.
How dare you?
No waffles I didn't for you, even... yeah?
How dare you play a different game from me?
All right. I didn't even start COP until about 6 months ago. At that point, I knew I had to do promise, but I wasn't prepared yet. And quite honestly, after playing MMOs for a few years, I never expect the big things to change. After the update came out, I actually gathered a group to do promise so that I could get them done before they were changed. But beyond perhaps the Minotaur fight, I'm not sure how much farther I'd get in a short time given real-life commitments, etc. And this is to say nothing of the new players in the game. Perhaps there are a number of people who will wait for the changes to take effect and gain access to these new areas, purposely avoiding the challenge that there is now. But I expect there are quite a bit more who are trying now and perhaps having problems. There are many more who have just joined the game and are working their way towards COP and would enjoy the challenge that these encounters present. I just hope that you're not seriously going to look down on players who, through no fault of their own, can't complete COP 7.5 before the June update comes in. Truly yours, signed Neo-Pio of Midgard.
And no, I would never look down on people. I'd laugh at them if it's their fault because they're just a bad player. But
I understood what Fusion was saying about, you know, how once people, you know, once it's easier to get, people aren't going to look at it in the same way that they do now.
Right.
But, I mean, I do fall into that same type of category. I spent a year in Korea, so it was really hard for me to get parties and stuff for COP. It was darn near impossible. In fact, I actually had my husband do two of my missions because the Link Shell was doing those missions. And, you know, I knew he had them. So I needed him to help get me through. I think he did my Pramihala, and I think he did my Aquadex mission. And, you know, I'm in the same boat right here with trying to catch up and get missions done. But, you know, I'm still going to be proud once I get C, whether it's after the update or before the update. But yeah, I mean, I understand both sides of it because there's a lot of guys in my link shell that are complaining about it too. And the last thing I want to happen is for this to be opened up to RMT, and this is what I'm afraid is going to happen.
I mean, it's not impossible. People have done it before. You know, making some of them are easier. That's fine. Making an easy fight easier is stupid.
I need to make AO1 easier.
that's my big. It's not. You know, I'll admit I went overboard last week. I was pretty pissed off because that was my initial reaction. But looking at it now, like, my whole thing is, like, they're making the Tenzin fight easier when already that's, like, one of the easiest fights. There's no reason to make it. Like, if four people can go in and beat that PC, why are you making it easier?
I guess we're just going to really find out about what's going to go on when they release the new update, the new material.
That's when we'll really get a feel for what exactly they're trying to do.
In the meantime, just keep pressing and doing as much as you can to get as far as you can, because that's basically what I'm doing right now, playing catch-up.
Nice.
All right. Cool.
The next email is actually a MySpace message that we got from our good friend Dark Odin, who, let me see, I don't actually have a server. Oh, yes, Dark Odin from the Bismarck server. haha. And it kind of flames fusion, so I'm definitely gonna read it now.
Nice.
Okay.
Bring it.
Wow.
He kind of talks about what we were discussing last week with the rant and everything.
This is like the first type of email I've gotten. I'm like all excited.
Okay, he says, first of all, I wanted to say you guys are awesome. I love the show from the very beginning. Steak, you're great. Squig, I really love all the information you bring to the show, and I'm your number one fan.
Ooh. Oh, no, not another one. Thank you.
Nice. I don't know. I think there's some competition with the number one Squig fan club.
Uh-oh.
So, good deal there. It says, you are one of the funniest people I've ever heard. I miss Sammy. I'm really impressed to see a hardcore girl gamer, but it's bad that she's been absent from the show for so long. Okay, here's another fact. Bum, bum. Squig is a girl. I don't know if you knew that, but she's a girl. Okay.
Really?
She's like, I wish somebody would have told me.
At least. I thought
Hold on. Let me check. Yeah, I'm a girl.
I don't even need a second opinion.
Whoa!
Oh man!
You like popsicles?
Way to go, Squig!
I can get this re-verified by my husband if you want. He's in the next room.
No, that's okay.
That's all right. We believe you.
All right. So last is Fusion. I hate you, Fusion.
Sweet.
And this comes from a level. This comes from a level 75 Derg and Red Mage 75.
I stopped playing Derg.
No.
I've gotten so much.
They didn't even say anything about me.
Nice. I know, really. Like,
Chin. I don't even exist.
Chin is awesome.
I'm gone, son.
What the crap?
Okay, let me finish it because
edit. Chin is awesome.
I can just imagine Chin going back to the I hate fusion part right now and being like, why did you forget me?
Go back to the I hate fusion part.
I like how you're all excited. This is a great vibe going here. It's
woo-hoo.
He'll explain it, and you can have your rebuttal time. So
he says,
by the way, I'm sorry, but I disagreed with many things you said, especially the last episode rant. You know, Fusion, not everyone is a hardcore gamer, and not everyone can play 24/7 or have lots of friends to help with missions and stuff. I've been through most of COP, Xylar, and through the new Treasure of Aragon missions, and I think it's good that they're turning down some of the difficulty level of the different missions so everyone can have a chance to see everything in the game. I don't believe that a game needs to be extra hard to be fun. I also want to add, you guys should add a new section called Remember When, like Remember When Teleports Were Only 500 Gil, or
yes.
Remember When the Jungle Gobs Trains in the Zone. The Jungle Gobs' Trains in the Zone. Anyways, congratulations on your 50th episode. Now you guys can get your first AF. Keep up the good work, guys. P.S. I really love you, Chin, and I hate Fusion.
I hate you, too.
First of all, to clarify everything, Fusion doesn't have any friends.
Oh, that's
not true. I have several friends. They're just imaginary.
Yeah, we digitally add Fusion into the episode at the end.
Yeah, the series finale of Pet Food Alpha is just going to be me, like, in a mental institution, thinking up the whole thing.
That's awesome! Oh,
that's really deep, dude.
I know, I planned this
out. Anyway.
So, okay, rebuttal.
Okay, now, you know, I'm sure that since, you know, we actually went over this, that, you know, I know that you read that beforehand. And I know that you read the other.
He cried some more.
I'm sure that.
His women was there
to
comfort
him. Didn't you? Well, not cry.
I didn't cry. Well, I always read everything before we.
Yeah, I know you do. So I know. I know that you've know. I know that you had your rebuttal in mind.
I know that you know that.
That we know
something knows.
That everybody else knew, and
that we like waffles. Yeah.
We do like waffles.
You like waffles, yeah, very much.
It's kind of hard with like when the talk about decreasing difficulty because, you know, people were having problems with it. Like, people have passed these missions before. And, like, I don't want to get started on the whole, like, you may just be a crappy player thing, because that's, like, a whole nother issue. But, like, I mean, you know, some missions, yeah, they're, you know, a little hard. Yes, they can almost be damn near impossible, but if, you know, you go into something and you get your ass handed to you, something's wrong. Like, that's not the mission, necessarily. That might, you know, something in your setup, you know, one of the people in the party is, like, not doing something. I mean, I don't know, so something like this, like, yeah, I mean, it's nice that they're toning down the difficulty so that players can experience a storyline, like, in that aspect, that's great. But, like, people have been, you know, clearing these missions for a long time, and, you know, I mean, yeah, it gets hard, but, you know, people still manage to pass them, so that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, if I could do it.
Well, Chin can do it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Chin's got, like, no time.
Well, anyways, I'm sure that Fusion wasn't trying to flame anybody.
Oh, no,
or
I had my rant.
You know, or offend anybody or anything.
Yeah, I mean,
and also, didn't you just get C and then they announced that they were changing it?
No, they announced they were changing it and then I got C.
Ah.
So I was kind of like, well, that sucks. And it just so happened that, you know, I got C that weekend, which I was kind of happy just because, I mean, you know, nobody gives a crap, you know, when you got it. I mean, the big thing about making this stuff easier is, I think, a lot of people's mind is, you know, RMTs are going to possibly be able to get access easier, and that's not something anybody wants.
The best thing I can see coming from this, the worst is RMT overdoing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing is, you know, you have a link shell, and say you have 20 members, just as a number, just to use it simply, and only, you know, say 8 or 9 have C, it's going to be a lot easier to catch everyone else.
I think it's weird how this, it's kind of like, it's good because you can get more people access and be able to do more C runs and get out of Sky where all the RMT are, but on the bad side, it could possibly open it up to more RMT, so it's like, you know, it's kind of going back and forth, but I mean, yeah, I mean, people are allowed to disagree with me, that's fine. I mean, I ain't setting this in stone for anybody, so.
I think saying I hate you, Fusion, is a little bit,
it's a little hard,
you know,
but kinda harsh. At the same time, I'm like, I'm glad we got, like, I got, like, a little hate email before, like, the 1 year. I was starting to think everybody loved me. Like, that would be creepy. You're just walking down the street, everyone's smiling at you. I want the one guy to just, like, bump shoulders with me and give me a grin. Oh, so thanks for that.
Dude, okay. I just got the crap scared out of me. The
you
wind
did?
Just, like, blew my door open. I was like, oh my god, what is it?
And there was a big Belgian guy with waffles.
Yeah!
I will welcome him.
Dude, how
open
weird
arms,
would that be?
Yeah?
Some, like, Belgian dude, like, outside your house, cast invisible and sneak on himself, and then just, like, pops right in front of you with waffles.
Dude, that'd be a good day.
Yeah.
I would cry, dude. Cause
I would have to
really
drink
it.
Good morning, I hope you slept well. Here's your waffles.
It's like your alarm. He's like,
I want to set that as my alarm now.
I hope you slept well. Here's some blueberry waffles.
No, stop.
Shin's
it.
Alarm clock.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so that'll move us along to, I think Squeak had a little thing she wanted to talk about.
Yeah, this weekend, we a lot of people have a 3 or 4 day weekend because of Memorial Day. And, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the, guys in, 567th, cargo transfer company. I think it is CTC. I don't necessarily remember what the initials mean. I'm not transportation, but, they're a unit in my battalion that's fixing to deploy to Iraq very, very soon. So, you know, keep your head down. Good luck with everything you're doing down there and come home safely. Basically, I just kind of want to put out a reminder to all the guys at BeTheGamer.com and Pet Food Alpha that today, I guess it is today now, but it's like 2 months.
We're recording it, yeah.
Today is Memorial Day, and just, you know, keep the service members that are overseas in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, keep the service members that aren't overseas in your thoughts and prayers. The ones that actually get a chance to come home.
Yeah. And I also want to just memorialize a buddy of mine that Staff Sergeant Keenan, who was killed in 2003 for an ambush. A good friend of mine, good soldier, good NCO. So just take the day and remember those who are overseas, those who serve at home, and those who have died in the name of freedom. So that's all I got.
Wow.
Nicely said.
Absolutely.
She was kind of weird.
Can I get a Pet Food Alpha like magnet for the back of my car? That's just like the yellow ribbon. It says Pet Food Alpha supports the soldiers. I want one of those so bad.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I want one.
And it's got the blue biscuit.
What's that?
It'll be a biscuit. It won't be a ribbon.
It'll be a biscuit. It'll say remember.
Remember the biscuit.
Biscuit.
I'm bringing biscuits.
Like, I had really good biscuits and gravy one time. Is that what they're talking about?
No.
Alpha Zeta Beta back.
All right. So real quick before we go, I got a couple of things to mention. This is episode 50. In two more weeks, we'll be at 52.
And for those of you that actually know how it works, 52 episodes are in a year.
That's one.
Wow. Teach me, Steak.
52 weeks.
Teach me with your amazing knowledge.
Calendar.
There's 52 weeks in a year.
Don't teach me the things I do not know, yeah?
Teach me how to make the waffles. All right. So, yeah, it'll
be... How is it that you start something new every time I come on the show?
I don't know. It's freaking hilarious.
All I know is that now I'm hungry.
And I'm too.
You want me to come next to some waffles, honey?
Waffles with strawberry sauce.
Yeah, I'm making them waffles. Oh. I'll be happy with the maple syrup, you know?
Wow. All right, so...
Honor.
Because it's
she likes the syrup.
Chocolate, that syrup.
Yum. Oh, throw a little hi-hat
in there. I like
the
waffles.
With the syrup.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway.
Coming to a home near you, the official Pet Food Alpha Greatest Hits CD.
What greatest hits CD wouldn't be complete without a
wake chin up?
I wish it was tall like at Melvon. I wish I had.
That's God, for a different episode. All right,
dude, all right. Anyway,
what were you saying, dude?
So, what you saying?
I said
so 52 will be our 1 year anniversary. So to celebrate this, I got a couple of things I'm working on, which will only be available in June. Be a limited edition kind of thing, so you have to make sure and get it before I take it down. It'll be the PFA anniversary wallpaper. I'll make the PFA anniversary sig and avatar, so you can use it in the any forms you got. And also, it'll have a 1 year comic, so that'll be cool. And also, I'm thinking about throwing in something else, but I'll keep it kind of on the down low right now because I want it to be a little bit of a surprise. So that'd be cool. And then, I'm going to have to be cutting the PFA moments pretty soon, too. So you got one more week, if you haven't already, to post your favorite PFA moments. Then I'll toss that together and put it up in the episode. But we got a lot of cool things coming up for the 1 year that we're going to have on the show. We're going to have a couple cool guests coming out.
Me!
The next couple. Well, we already have you.
I want to be like,
don't eat your waffles.
You see, when I was a young whippersnapper, we didn't talk to our elders that way.
Go eat some waffles, yeah. So yeah, we're gonna have a very cool guest come on, Folly. If you don't know him, he's the guy that translated the model viewer, so that'll be really cool to get him on. So we ain't going anywhere. 1 year and we're still trucking, so.
True.
That's all I got, so.
Sweet. Well, as always, our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Also, we have a MySpace page, as you may or may not know. It's just myspace.com /petfoodalpha. Who knew?
I did.
You did? I know you did. If you, I would really recommend answering the treasure coffer this week. If you want to do that, get on the, hop on the forums and send your PM into the treasure coffer with your answer and all that good stuff. Join us on our, the forums for our other conversations that we're having, including the talks about the new expansion that, that's coming out and all that good kind of stuff. So, post away.
We got also, while we're talking about the forums too, I posted this earlier this week. We're thinking about possibly adding some, you know, getting a little more specific with the sections in the Final Fantasy forum. There's a topic in the, I think it's General XI. Go ahead and look at that. Post your thoughts on that too. We want to get everyone's feedback from that if we can.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I want to thank our guests for joining us. Thank you very much again, Kieran. We really appreciate you being here. Always, always good time.
You always need some type of breathing apparatus afterwards.
I like to come on and give the laughs. That's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thank you very much for joining us for our 50th episode. And we will see you right back here next week. Everybody say goodnight.
Good morning. Night.
Good night, yeah.
You have to bring the waffles next time.
Yeah, I'll have waffles in the morning for everyone, yeah.
Just put on any
Good night.
Later.
Oh, waffles.